Shvi'is, chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Shlosh Arzos L'Shvi'is. There's three territories in regards to the seventh year. What this is talking about in Eretz Israel. And why are there three territories? Because when they first came up from Egypt with Joshua, so they settled one part of the land, and then they were exiled to Babylon. And when they came up from Babylon, they settled another part of the land, and it was a different part of the land. So there's a famous debate about the first consecration, whether it was for then and forever or not, and the second consecration, whether it was the land sanctified from that time onwards. So what we hold is that Kol Shechiziku Ole Babel, when they came up from Babylon, the ascenders from Babylon, May Eretz Yisrael Vad Kaziv. So they sanctified the land all the way up to a place called Kaziv. Kaziv was a town which was north of Akko. So the whole of Eretz Yisrael up to just north of Akko was considered sanctified, and Lo Nechal V'Lo Ne'eved, and the seventh year laws applied there fully. He couldn't work, he couldn't eat the seventh year produce, or you had to eat it in the proper way, and yet you couldn't work the land, etc. The whole Shecheziku Ole Mitzrayim, the part of Eretz Yisrael that was initially conquered by Joshua, but not reconquered when they came up from Babel, was Mikaziv, from Kaziv ad Hanar v'ad Amana, from Kaziv up north to a river, and it's a river that they have difficulty identifying now, but near a place called Amana. So that northern part, Nechal aval no ne'eved, you could eat over there, but you couldn't work the land over there. The rabbis instituted that you couldn't work the land up there. Mina narva omana v'lifnim, and then from the river Amana and inwards, nechal v'nevad, you could eat and you could cultivate the land. The seventh year produce didn't apply over there. So there's a lot of debate today amongst the modern day poskim exactly which part of Eretz Israel the seventh year produce, the seventh year applies to, different parts, and to what extent, etc. And so the famous poskim have got tshuvas, and they're paskind exactly from this, I think I saw Rav Elisha, from 30 degrees, etc. north, you couldn't work it, and they have a, so it's quite a complicated portion. I mean, this whole inyan of what in Eretz Israel is considered from days of yore, and the seventh year produce is sanctified, etc. And so you have to, it's obviously practically today, it's a proper question, and practically paskind today.